Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something really powerful. This concept of untimeliness.
Yep, specifically how Martin Luther King Jr. tackled it head on in his letter from Birmingham jail.
Right. It wasn't just, you know, bad scheduling for him. It was this argument that kept popping up that the time just wasn't right for action, no matter how bad things were.
Mm-hmm. We're drawing a lot from the analysis in The Urgency of Now, a Kingsian response to untimeliness. It really unpacks the whole thing.
It does. It looks at the clergyman asking for patience.
And King's incredibly strong rebuttal. So our mission for you, listening in, is to really get why waiting often isn't a real choice when you're facing systemic injustice.
And how King just masterfully explained that.
Exactly.
So, okay, let's set this up. The clergymen, in their letter, their main point was that the demonstrations were untimely. That was the word they used.
Uh-huh. They felt the protesters should, well, give the new local leaders a chance, see if they'd do the right thing. Basically hit pause.
They seemed to genuinely believe the timing itself was the problem.
But King's response just completely takes that apart. The urgency of now really emphasizes this point.
Yeah.
Well, King said, look, after 340 years and many broken promises, this unfathomable length of time suffering.
Yeah.
Waiting just made no sense.
It wasn't impatience then.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It was recognizing that more delay just meant more oppression. Simple as that.
And this is where it gets, well, really revolutionary, I think. King stated very clearly it was no longer up to white men to decide when they would take action.
That's huge. He wasn't just arguing about this specific timing.
No, he was questioning who even gets to set the timetable for justice.
Exactly. It's about agency. Yeah. Who holds the power to decide when?
And he pointed out so effectively that there was never a campaign that was well-timed.
Particularly for those who didn't suffer from injustice.
Yeah. Which makes you think, right? When is it ever a good time to disrupt things if you're comfortable with how they are?
Precisely. Mm. Those benefiting from the system, they're rarely going to feel like it's the right time for change.
Right.
Why would they?
And maybe the most powerful point King made, which the book really drives home.
What was that?
Was that when people told protesters to wait, what they were really saying was never.
Oof. Yeah. That word just cuts through everything.
It exposes the real meaning behind those calls for patience, doesn't it? That it's just indefinite delay, indefinite suffering.
It really does. And King understood the strategy behind it, too. He knew that taking a break from protest was only going to empower even the new regime and empower them to continue with injustice. Pausing wasn't neutral. It actually strengthened the other side.
So it signals like a loss of resolve.
Exactly. It lets the power structures dig in, takes the pressure off, turns a demand into just a hope.
So King's message was crystal clear. It was vital for all involved that this be done now.
Yes, now. Not just for the protesters, but for everyone. For the whole society's moral health, really. An immediate reckoning was needed.
The urgency was just undeniable.
Absolutely. And the urgency of now stresses how King tied this urgency directly to generations of waiting and suffering. Time was of the essence, quite literally.
You can feel the weight of that history in his words.
Definitely. It hits you why any more delay meant more pain, more injustice becoming cemented. It was about taking back stolen time.
Which brings us back to that core lesson from the letter, doesn't it? The absolute need for immediate action against long-term injustice.
And seeing untimeliness for what it often is, a tactic. A way to delay, maybe indefinitely.
Need a polite way to say no.
Essentially. So maybe a final thought for you to consider.
Okay.
What does King's whole dismantling of this untimeliness argument tell us about power? Like about privilege and, well, about the call to action today when we still see systemic issues.
Mm-hmm.
What does it really mean for you to grasp that for some people, later truly does mean never?